March 14, the Spirit's intercession. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. We must not only pray in Christ's name, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This explains what it is meant when it is said that the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Such prayer God delights to answer when with earnestness and intensity we breathe a prayer in the name of Christ. There is in that very intensity a pledge from God that He is about to answer our prayer exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. The Holy Spirit will be given to those who seek for its power and grace and will help our infirmities when we would have an audience with God. Heaven is open to our petitions, and we are invited to come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. We are to come in faith, believing that we shall obtain the very things we ask of Him. We may commit the keeping of our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator, not because we are sinless, but because Jesus died to save just such erring, faulty creatures as we are, thus expressing His estimate of the value of the human soul. We may rest upon God, not because of our own merit, but because the righteousness of Christ will be imputed to us. There are rich promises for us in the Word of God. The plan of salvation is ample. It is not narrow, limited provision that has been made for us. We are not obliged to trust in the evidence that we had a year or a month ago, but we may have the assurance today that Jesus lives and is making intercession for us. God does not leave His erring children who are weak in faith and who make mistakes. The Lord hearkens and hears their prayer and their testimony. Those who look unto Jesus day by day and hour by hour, who watch unto prayer, are drawing nigh to Jesus. Angels with wings outspread wait to bear their contrite prayers to God and to register them in the books of heaven.